Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Wendy Kahn. Wendy is on the line. Wendy is the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Wendy Kahn, once again, what an absolute pleasure to have you with us on this Freedom Day.
Thank you, Simon. And I was just so hoping that we weren't going to have to talk about the water, because it really is a bit of a sore point, isn't it?
It is a very sore point, and I was thinking how unfortunate that it's happening on Freedom Day. And absolutely, to tell you the truth, Wendy, the whole conversation that you and I are going to have in about 2 seconds' time is one that I wish we weren't going to have to have. Perhaps you'd give us a bit of context to the issue of the Judicial Services Commission and the stance of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies.
Sure. Okay. So whenever there's vacancies in the court, the Judicial Services Commission congregates. They bring together representatives from the judiciary, advocates, attorneys, the political parties, the Chief Justice, a full spectrum of people, National Council of Provinces, a very broad-based representation of people who are going to do the interviews for all the different courts in the land. And those courts include the Constitutional Court, the Appeal Court, the various courts, high courts in the different provinces, labor courts, et cetera, et cetera. It's a critical process because these are the people that are going to be determining law in our country. And as we get into the higher courts, certainly those are the people who are going to be upholding our constitutional values in South Africa. And I think what has brought us such comfort through all the issues of the last years has been that we could always rely on the courts. Yeah. The courts were above all the corruption. The courts were above all the other nonsense that was going on in the country. And in a sense, they were the voice of reason and the wisdom and in a sense, really our safety net in the country. But the courts were only as good as the judges. And unfortunately, the judges, we've just seen, are only as good as the JSC, the people who are doing these interviews and who are analyzing each one of them to make sure that the best people are sitting on the benches. And we had a really bad experience in the last week or two where two Jewish, the one is an advocate, the one is a judge, but two Jewish members of our community who were standing for positions in the judiciary and were asked questions that showed really a disdain for our constitution, I think is probably the best way for me to put it. Because the questions really ring-fenced them according to their religion. Two remarkable people who could be holding office in this country, and the focus of the interviews was very much on their Judaism. They were asked, Judge Unterholzer was asked, "Do you your time at the Board of Deputies?" Because he did hold office with the Board of Deputies for about a year, and that was seen to be something that was very problematic.
Wendy, I'm trying to understand the relevance of the questions.
That's exactly
what did they, being
it.
Jewish
to
and their Shabbat observance and their affiliation with the SAJBD, which
correct.
Is a representative body of South African Jewry, not a Zionist body, by the way.
Yes.
What is the relevance
yes.
of the questioning?
Well, a body that represents Zionists and represents people who don't see themselves as Zionists. We represent the full spectrum of South African Jewry, and that's where the problem comes in. That because he was associated with the representative body of the Jewish community, they seem to have an issue with that. And that's what we need to ask. So,
were similar questions asked of, say, the Muslim probable delegates, candidates?
No, they weren't. They weren't. And the question was asked, there was a pattern of this question. This question was not just asked to Judge Unterholzer, who did was on the leadership of the Board of Deputies, but it was also asked of another candidate for the judiciary simply because he happened to be Jewish. And that's what the problem is. So that was the first area of great concern for us, this obsession with being close to the official democratically elected body of the South African Jewish community. And as I explained on an interview last night, the Jewish Board of Deputies is responsible for upholding the religious and civil rights of the Jewish community and also protecting the community against anti-Semitism. And as I said to the interviewer last night, surely those are principles that are so aligned with our country's constitution, they should be delighted to get somebody who is associated with an organization that is involved with these kind of constitutional issues. So that was the first issue. The second thing that we were very, very, very concerned about was that that Advocate Lever was asked about his religious observance. They said to him, "Do you keep the Sabbath?" Now, that is a question that would fly in the face of our constitutional imperative to uphold religious freedoms in this country. There should never be a time that we are penalizing people or putting them on the stand for their religious practice. That question should never be asked in a job interview, and it should certainly not be asked at the JSC. And they made it very clear that that would be problematic for him if he said yes. Again, just to echo your question from earlier, they at no stage asked any Muslim candidate or any Christian candidate, would you take an urgent case on Easter? Would you, in the case of the Muslim candidate, would you work on a Friday afternoon? Nobody else has asked that question, only the Jewish candidate. And that is very, very worrying for us.
It is incredibly worrying. It also seems to be reflective of a certain movement worldwide where there seems to be a double standard applied to things that happen to Jews as opposed to people who are not Jewish. I point out Sarah Halimi being one of them. I'm not saying we've reached that point in South Africa, not at all. I'm just talking about a movement towards different rules applying for Jews. And I'm wondering, Wendy, where does that leave us in terms of redress? Where does one go from here?
So you know, I'm not going to. These are issues that we are investigating at the moment. We're exploring options. It's something that we are taking very, very seriously. It really, as I say, we're in Freedom Day today. We're celebrating our Freedom Charter, which said South Africa and the preamble to our Bill of Rights and our Constitution, South Africa belongs to everyone who lives in it, united in our diversity. And we have to cling to those principles. Jewish jurists are asked, what do you believe? Do you believe in the two-state solution between the Palestinians and the Israelis? First of all, what has that got to do with our 100%. Judiciary?
Yeah.
And secondly, the Muslim candidates were not asked that. So these are really, really disturbing questions that we have to take up and we have to address, because these are not the values of the country that we live in.
Wendy Kahn, the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, thank you for making time to talk to us about this really important issue today, Freedom Day. And if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to check in back with us in a month or so to see what has developed in respect of the issues that we were talking about just a few moments ago. But thank you for talking to me today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sam, and happy Freedom Day.